Welcome to the podcast, It's All About People, with your host, Barbara Mason, the HR Insider. This is the go-to place to hear from an HR expert about leveraging people in your business and in your career. The HR Insider has 20-plus years of HR experience leading people teams for Fortune 500 companies and helping thousands of women be in a career they love. Get ready to be inspired to expect greater in your business and in your career. See you on the inside.
Welcome to another episode of It's All About People. And today I'm talking about how to improve your employee engagement in your business. This is a topic that I love to talk about because one of the things that I do when I help clients, obviously I help my clients hire, grow, and retain a team. And hiring is the first step. But what happens that I see often is that we hire the people, but we don't put the same amount of effort, energy, and money into keeping and retaining those people. And so one vehicle to do that is to make sure that you have employee engagement. So that's what we're talking about on this episode, is how to improve your employee engagement. And I'm gonna go through five tips that I wanna give you on how to do that. And first, let's talk about why it is important. And I started with the whole basis of retention, right? You get people in the door, but obviously you want to retain as many as employees as you can. Why? Because it costs you a lot to hire, right? The average cost of a hire is around $4,100. When you take into account the amount that you spend on recruiting, onboarding, training, any lost productivity when you have to terminate them or when they leave on their own, all of that adds up. And so for every hire that comes into your business that you don't keep, you're losing money, right? Now, the other thing that I want to kind of set as a foundation before we go into the five tips is that some retention is good, right? And all retention is not bad. So yes, in an ideal world, people we hire would stay and we would never have to hire their position again. That's not reality. And some people are with us for a time period and then they can go on and do different things. And they may even come back and re-enter into your organization at a different point, right? Also, people may move, they may relocate. So it is not wise to think that everybody that you hire is going to stay. But let the reasons that they leave be something of a personal nature, like a spouse moved, or maybe there's opportunities that they have somewhere else that maybe you're not providing, a new skill, a new technology, or something like that. Let it not be because they don't like working for your company or business. And so one of the things that I often talk to my clients about is being an employer of choice, right? That means that people want to choose to work with you, right? And for many small businesses, they do not have that mindset, right? And so my background obviously is in corporate America for 20 plus years. And one of the things that I do now in working with small businesses is that I bring the good things from corporate, right? The processes, the structure, the foundational pieces that you need for a great people strategy, right? But the other thing that I try to infuse within my clients is to be intentional about being an employer of choice. Make it to where people want to work for you, right? So you may not be able to compete with the Amazon and the Googles of the world, but you can compete on other things. You can compete with other small businesses that are in your same industry. There are many people that prefer to work for a smaller company than a larger company, right? And so when they are choosing, be the type of company that employees want to work for, right? And so once you get them in the door, how do you keep them? How do you keep the engagement up? So the first tip is this, and it sounds so simple, but you would be surprised at how many businesses don't do it. Okay. So the first tip is this: ask your employees how they're doing. I know, shocker, right? Talk to your employees, ask them. That is the best way to gauge. That is the best way to ascertain what is going on, is to talk to your employees. Many times we hire too late. So by the time we're hired, things are on fire. We bring them in. They don't get a proper training. They don't get a proper onboarding. And so they're thrown into the midst of the fire. And before you know it, 60 days have gone by and we really haven't talked to our employees. 6 months are in now and they're still coming to work, but you don't even know what's going on in their personal life. You don't even know what they think about your company. You haven't asked them their opinion on a way to do things better, right? And so the first step is for you to engage your employees. What you put in is what you get out. And so engage your employees. Ask them how they're doing on a regular basis. And this comes in all shapes and sizes. It can be walking into their cube, you know, once a week. Hey, how's it going? You know, how's your workload? How are you feeling about this? It could be as casual as that. It also could be more formal, like a round table. So maybe you have a round table with all of your new employees that have been there 90 days or less. That is a way to do it. So that's a little bit more of a formal approach. Also, when you have, you know, 90-day or 6-month reviews, that is a way to get feedback and to ask your employees how things are going. My point is this, is that make regular scheduled times to talk to your employees. Ask them, what is it that you want more of? What do you need less of? How do you feel about how we're doing this? How is the communication? Is it what we promised you in the interview, right? So number one is to ask your employees and to engage with them first. Tip number two is this, as we're talking about employee engagement, is watch and observe trends in your business, particularly with your employees, right? And so one of the ways to measure and to think about engagement is watch the interaction in meetings with your employees. Do you have a hard time getting them to speak up? Is it like pulling teeth to get them to give an opinion? Right? If you do an anonymous approach and said, hey, we have a box here, a suggestion box, put something in there. It can be anonymous. Let us know what we can improve. And nobody is dropping anything in the box. That is a sign that your engagement is low. People are checked out. They're not engaged. They're not infused in the fabric of your organization. So watch the trends. When managers or leaders come into their space, do they hush and get quiet? Do they go the other way? Every time you ask them how things are going, is it a one-word answer? Right? So number two is to be observant. Watch, listen, see how they interact with management. See how they interact with each other. When you ask them for their opinion, are they willing to give it? Or is there some hesitation there? So that is another way to improve your employee engagement, is to know and pay attention to what's your current engagement level now, and then you can course correct and do some things differently. Number three is this. Another way to improve your employee engagement is to make sure that you're catering to various personalities within your organization. What does that mean? One, you should definitely have a diverse set of employees, diverse backgrounds, race, gender, you name it. There should be some diversity there. But what I mean about catering to different personalities, if you put 10 people in a room, this is just human behavior. If you put 10 people in the room, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't mind talking. There's always somebody who is the loud, obnoxious one. There's always somebody that's hanging back and doesn't want to say anything, right? There's always somebody that they're going to speak when spoken to. So you have all of these different personalities coming together in your team and in your organization. And if you have a one-trick pony method, if you only interact one way, if your style does not alter based on who is in your meeting, in your team, in your office, then you may be missing an opportunity to get people to engage, right? So if you're in a meeting and you have a person that normally always talks, they always have an opinion, but you have six other people who never say a word, their opinion still matters. So maybe you don't call on them in the meeting. Maybe you go to their queue. Maybe you go to their desk and say, hey, when we were in the meeting, I noticed that you didn't get a chance to kind of give your opinion about the new direction we're going. We'd love to spend a few minutes talking to you about how do you feel about this new technology we're rolling out. Or, hey, I wanted to know, what do you think about this new technology and would you be willing to lead that project, right? So going to the introverts, going to the people that talk less, right? And still finding a way to get information, still find a way to engage them, right? Another thing about engaging and catering to different personalities is making sure you have a variety of activities, right? You know, so if you have men and women working for you, then everybody may not want to play golf. Everybody may not want to give card to a such and such restaurant, right? So vary it up. All of those things matter. They matter because engagement for your employees comes from a place when they feel safe, when they feel welcomed, when they feel heard. That is what prompts your employees to engage. Okay. That's what prompts your employees to engage. So we're talking today about how to improve your employee engagement. And I'm giving you five tips. So number four is this, is to make sure that you pay your people well, right? And have a benefits structure that fits within the culture of your organization, right? What do I mean by that? Look at the demographics of your workforce. Do you have all millennials? Do you have all Gen Z? Do you have a mixture of both, right? And so don't just build, and again, in talking to small businesses, you have so much more flexibility. Build your benefits in a way that supports who you're trying to attract, who you need to work for you, right? And so if in your company, you're looking for a millennial type workforce, let's say you're looking for people that are really, really innovative. Let's say that you're looking for people that, you know, your culture is not a business casual environment. Let's say your environment is a jeans and white t-shirt type of environment, like Apple or something like that, right? Your benefits may look a little bit different than another company who does something in a different industry, right? And that is okay. Based on who you're attracting. Maybe your employees want to be able to work remotely 3 days out of the week versus being in the office. Maybe your employees would appreciate working a compressed work schedule where they work, you know, 9-hour days and they're off on Fridays, right? And so part of employee engagement is to have a great benefit setup, right? Maybe your employees don't care about having the latest and greatest dental insurance. They would rather have more vacation, right? Knowing your people and also paying them well. It's hard for people to engage if they don't feel like they're being compensated fairly, right? Now, people always want more money, but I'm talking about a base level of fairness. Make sure your compensation is at market. You don't want people to leave because you pay poorly, right? So number four is to make sure that you have a compensation and a benefits plan that is attractive for the type of people that you are trying to hire and trying to keep. Know what's important to them. Know what kind of benefits that demographic or that population wants, okay? And then number five is this, is walk the talk of your culture. So if you want to improve your employee engagement, one of the best and easiest things you can do is to walk the talk. Everything that you promised them in the interview, everything that's shiny on your website that says we are a culture that does X, make sure that is what's being demonstrated every day, every moment, every second in your business. Employees become disengaged when there is a dichotomy and they see that, okay, you say this, but in reality it's this. And what happens is employees lose trust. And once they lose trust, engagement goes out the window. Why? Because they don't feel safe. They don't feel like this is a place where I can be my whole self. This is not the place where I can really show up and say what I want to say. So you have to walk the talk. If on your website, if in the interview you talked about work-life balance is one of our key tenets, and you don't offer remote options and flexibility, then those things may seem disconnected, right? If the manager is like, hey, I know your daughter is sick, but can you come in anyway? But yet you promote work-life balance and family is first, then that is a disconnect. You have to walk the talk of whatever it is you've said your culture is, right? If you said that you pay best in class, but they know there are three other companies same size as yours in the same industry, in the same geographic area that pays thousands more, that's not walking the talk, right? And so number five is this: in order for your employees to be engaged, they must see you demonstrate what is coming out of your mouth. They must be able to make the connection. It all has to ring true. It all has to be in alignment, right? And so as we kind of summarize this, when it comes to engagement, employees will engage. I don't care who they are. They will engage when they feel like it is safe. They will engage when they are heard. They will engage when they feel welcomed. They will. It's no different in our personal lives. If you go to, let's say you go to a friend's family reunion. It's not your family, but it's your best friend. She invited you along for the ride and you go. If her family, as soon as you drive up on the gravel driveway, they're out to the car like, oh, we heard so much about you. Come on in here, honey, get you some baked beans, get you some stuff. If they do that and they treat you like one of their family members, it is going to be much easier for you to engage. Why? Because people will engage. They will reciprocate if they feel safe, if they feel heard, if they feel welcomed. So as a business owner, as a CEO, your job is to make sure your employees are engaged in their employee journey. Don't just hire them and forget about them. So going back through the five tips, number one, ask your people how they're doing. Talk to your people. Number two, watch and observe, listen to the trends of how they engage, how they behave. Do they behave differently with one manager over another? Number three, make sure that you cater to various personalities. Don't do a one size fits all. Recognize and respect that you have different people in your workforce that need something different. You have introverts, you have extroverts, you have people who were burned at their last company. You have people who are glad to be there. People who are like, man, this is the only job I could get. You have all of those kinds of people in one place in your workforce. So make sure that you cater to that. And number four is this, is to pay your people well and to have a benefits structure that supports the type of employee that you're trying to attract and retain. And number five is this, walk the talk. Do what you say you're going to do. All the things that you did to woo them in the interview process, walk the talk. CEO friends, if you do these five things, your employees will engage. Why? Because they will feel safe, they will feel welcomed, and they will feel heard. So I hope that you can take these five things, find out where you are, which one of these five is one that you know, we're not doing that. Start there. Then you add on another one and you add on another one until you're doing all five, and watch your employee engagement improve? I hope this was valuable for you. If you have an idea for an episode or a topic that you want me to talk about, please feel free to send it to me in my email. You'll hear that on the outro. But until next time, expect greater. I'll see you on the inside.
Thanks for listening to another episode of It's All About People. If you enjoyed it, please share with a friend or tag us on social media. You can find us at careerpathwaysconsulting.com or on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember to expect greater and never settle in your business nor in your career. Why? Because life is too short to do anything different. See you on the inside.